Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman, we only have special guests, and today we go to Uganda, Africa, with Prudence. When you read her biography, it says, Prudence is a professional social worker, transformative leader, and advocate for children, youth, and women, who has extended a record of exceptional service to orphans and vulnerable children in her community. And her interests include writing, reading, volunteering, crocheting, making crochets projects, and because we had a episode with Hedwig talking about how to make a crochet a business, Prudence finally reached out to me again and say, hey, we need to record my story. So Prudence, give us your story. Who are you and what are you passionate about?
Thank you so much for having me. And I surely love the fact that you have said much more about what I do. Yeah, I stay in Uganda. And what I love, what I'm very passionate about is children, young people and women, but I really take so much interest in humanity. Everything that is humanity, when I see there is some kind of impartiality, that really beats my heart. My heart really beats so much for people. And that is really what I am composed of. That is what I do. Very recently, I started an initiative called I Am Great and Capable. It is something that I do as I volunteer to do that. I also work in an orphanage. I love to work with children and women, then also the young people. That's basically what I am, in addition to what you have just talked about.
And tell us a little bit how all started.
I am born and raised in Uganda. I did development studies, and that is what makes me a social worker. And there's nothing so much that I do always want to talk about my background. But I love the fact that growing up, there are so many challenges that I did face. And that is what propels me to do the things that I do, because I experienced the challenges that I experienced so that someone else could live better. That is why I'm trying as much as I can to reach out to several children, girls and women, and some boys and men who are seemingly or are seemingly going through challenges.
And what tips do you give them when you talk about challenges? It seems like you went through some challenges. What can they learn from you?
Well, I'll talk specifically for the girls. And when I say the girls, I mean the girls that are between from the ages of 15 to up to like 18. And also sometimes it goes into early 20s, because there are times when I lacked a number of things that I needed to use. And that, of course, goes in the sanitary towels for the girls. And why I say I reach out to them is I find there are so many girls, teenage girls in my community that are becoming teen mothers. And that is something that is not desirable. So usually I teach them and I tell them you can really maneuver through life. And sometimes I like, okay, how do I maneuver through life if I do not have the money to buy the things that I need, cosmetics, sanitary towels, and so many other things that the girls get to need when they're growing up. And that is how now I started using the skill that I have, that is crochet, to empower them. And every time they make something beautiful, it just makes them feel happier to make something else. And now, of course, we're incorporating some other aspects of self-improvement. What are the things that I am personally doing to improve myself every now and then so that they can copy from that?
How do you reach out to the girls? Or do they come to you? How does your program work?
They do come to me. because usually you start small. You do not have to have so many people. I did start with 5 girls in 2020. In 2021, there were 5 girls that I taught. Then sometime later, I stopped. And then I remember last year specifically, I was very serious with this. And then I said, no, this time around, I'm starting for real, for real. There are so many girls that I felt so touched that in my community, there were so many teenage mothers. There were so many girls that are out of school. And the fact that I work in an orphanage, you realize that when someone tells you they have 5, 6, 7 children and you ask how old they are, they're going to tell you, I'm maybe 30, I'm 32. And they're like, okay, so this was actually a teen mom. And I'm wondering how many more years are we going to live to see so many of this recurring here? Yeah? And we are not happy to have an orphanage. We are not happy to run a children's home. We want children to be raised and born in happy families. And the best way that we can avoid this is to reach out to the teen girls, to teach them, to empower them, to teach them. There's so much lawlessness sometimes. You want to blame it on parents are not providing for girls. But also sometimes there is a lot of lawlessness in the community, in the society. So what we actually do is we teach them morality, yeah? Mm-hmm. And in as much as you're teaching them morality, you're telling them the importance of a woman having something that she can do on her own. I feel that we are not only preventing so many children ending up in orphanages or in children's homes, but we are also empowering them to know that you do not have to have a very good education background to have to be the best, yeah? Even if you're out of school, yes, there's so many challenges, but let us deal with this right now. Let's let you learn something. You can build on a skill and become the best that you can be. And I love the fact that so many people now, so many of the girls, when they saw the first girls make apparels, because I don't stay with them. If a girl crochets and then she moves out, she's doing her homework, another girl gets interested and she's like, oh, where are you learning this from? Before you know it, one by one keeps coming. Oh, how do I come? I want to also learn. Am I supposed to pay? And when you tell them it is free of charge, they're happy because so many times they want to learn a skill, but they are being charged. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for them, the fact that it is free of charge, that is how some girls now reach out and then they come to my place or to where I'm carrying out the crochet training. Yeah, that is how really they come.
That sounds beautiful. And I like when you say one is doing something, showing it to another, and that makes sure that the other one is coming. So it's a referral word by mouth that they see, look what I'm doing. Yeah. And when they find out it's free, free is even better. So it's so beautiful what you're offering to them.
Thank you.
Teen mothers can, in a way, train the other girls and is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they are doing that. Actually, when I first started, there were about 5 girls. And from that time, the numbers have gone higher. Of course, some of them keep dropping for different reasons. Yeah, they keep dropping. And right now, I have other things now that are holding me and getting busier. And I am happy to say I have 4 girls that are able to teach other girls that come along. It is when every time that I see this, I'm like, God, my heart is warmed by just looking at them teach the other girls. Yeah. So they'll keep on teaching other girls and I'll do the creative part. Yeah.
And what is the creative part?
The creative part is thinking about, okay, because sometimes you don't have to, you don't have to let them do the things on their own. You have to sit back, work from behind the curtains. Now, this is what the girls need. This is the pattern that we need to create. Maybe we need to make a bag and then you tell them, teach them how to make a bag. And behind the curtains, trying to see how do I direct them to make the best of what they're teaching others to make.
That's exactly the role of a leader. You come with a vision, you teach them, and then you step back and let others teach your methodology.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
When you said they are crochet a bag or whatever they do, Do they keep it for themselves or are you selling the product?
Well, I'm trying as much as I can to create an online platform and also a physical shop where whenever they want to make, sometimes they come and tell me, Bridget, I want to make a bag. I want to make maybe a dress. And then I'm like, okay, fine, I'll give you the threads. So they go make. And then I do a lot of posting. Okay, I don't do a lot of it, but I'm really trying as much as I can to see that I do a lot of posting. I created a website and some of the products are on the website and it's just the beginning. I look forward to having so many people reach out to buy their products. All the products that I have made and they have also made have come in through what I have posted. When that money is made, eventually it goes back to them. If someone has made a dress, definitely that's how they are earning. And some of them are making the money away from the initiative, which for me is it's a win-win.
What is the wish for you for this year, for you and for the girls?
My wish for me, for the girls, is to be for them to be able to have so many clients, because that is the end game, yeah. The end game is for their livelihoods to be improved. And for these girls to have a vision, you see, usually when they come, some of them do not, you ask them, for example, Prudence, what do you want to become in the near future? And they're blank. They don't know what they want. 5 months or a few months into their crochet session, when you ask them, right now they'll tell you, oh, I also want to come up with a shop. I love that. In as much as that is so big a dream, for me, I love the fact that it is no longer, I don't know what I want to do. There is now something attached to, I want to do this. I want to also be able to train others. And I want maybe come up with a shop. There is one particular girl that I was talking with this afternoon. She had learned how to make braids, and she had sat on this skill, yeah. And now after learning this, she came and showed me a very beautiful dress. And she's now talking about starting her salon in the near future with this money that she's getting from the crochet and also something else. She feels like her mind has been open to the possibility that I can do something. I didn't tell her to make a dress, but she came and showed me a baby dress today. And I was so thrilled. Now, when she tells me she wants to do her salon and also be able to teach her girl, she's right now 21 years old and her baby girl is 1.5 years. So she gave birth when she was a teenager. And now she's thinking about taking her girl back to school, I mean her baby girl, to nursery, yeah, to kindergarten next year. When I just watched her speak about all this, I want many other girls to be able to have such impactful stories, such cash stories. It is not for me. It is for them to be really, to have an improved livelihood. It is something that is really, it's something that I look up to. Yeah. And for us as an initiative, I look forward to us being fully registered this year because it means so much to be an initiative that is registered. Well, my purpose really isn't to get the funding from government. But, you know, when you register, it means you're not doing anything illegal, anything that involves more than five people meeting and constantly. Usually there are so many things that people can propagate. Yeah, I just want to be in clean books with the government and other stakeholders. And also sometimes there is so much credibility that comes with being a registered initiative, yeah? Yep. So your work can be trusted. And of course, there are so many opportunities like Susan that come along with being registered, yeah.
And I always ask that question, what do you do when you don't work? It seems like you're giving so much. How do you rejuvenate?
There's so many people do self-care in different ways. And for me, self-care keeps changing every now and then. I love to just sit down and meditate about my life, spiritually, socially. And I love to write. Sometimes I just write. I say anything that comes in my mind, I write. And for me, it is like I'm emptying myself. When you're doing so much, you up and about you here and there. You feel like there's so much clogging. Your brain gets to a clog. So literally for me, the clogging is so many ideas in my head and I just want to empty my brain. So what I do, I write everything. If I am very lazy to write, then I'm going to just get an audio device and just speak into it everything that is coming into my mind. And when I'm done, I'm like, oh, wow, such a relief. And very recently, you see, by my bedside, when I sit on my bed, usually that's when I have so many ideas coming through my mind. And you know how that can be a disruptor. So what I did, I created something that I'd call a mailbox. And I attached it right by my bedside. So whenever an idea comes from my mind, I just get a piece of, I always have a pen by my bedside. I just write it down and then I post it in there. And yeah. So for me, those are a few of the ways that I rejuvenate. But I just love the quiet and listening to my soul, listening to my body. And it's so funny that even when I have deadlines and I just want to empty myself, I'm not going to get scared of deadlines. I just want the quiet. I want peace of mind. So when I'm out of there, I can now face the world. I can face people. I can face the girls. That is for me how I self-care. And also reaching out to family and friends.
I love that image of this mailbox. I might steal this idea because we always
okay.
have so many ideas. So have
yeah,
little
sure.
pieces of paper, even bigger ones, and a pen,
yeah.
put it in the mailbox.
Good
And
man.
When you have some time, revisit that. And
by the way, it's good because sometimes you see, as a writer, usually you need topics for what you're going to write about next. So when you get into your mailbox, you're going to find a very beautiful idea. And you're like, wow, so I can build on this.
Thank you so much. I hope your
Thank you.
Mailbox will be overflowing with more ideas.
Thank you.
So
sure.
then a nice book can come out there. Wonderful. Thank you
sure.
so much.
You're welcome, Susan. Thanks for having me.
What a wonderful conversation. What are you taking away? I am great and capable. I am great and capable. Let's support her. Let's educate others and also lift up others. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have episodes every Monday with interesting guests who are changing the world one human at a time. And also make sure to download or get the book, Take It From the Iron Woman, Global Business Coaching with Sports Parallels. Shop local, shop in your neighborhood. Thank you so much for your support and like us on your preferred podcasting platform. Bye-bye.